Track 9, Railway Royalty. Royal Station Master Harry Saward welcomed many of the monarchs of Europe to Sandringham during an extraordinary 40-year career.
Harry Saward was still in his 20s when he beat more than 100 applicants to the coveted post of Station Master at Wolferton on the Sandringham estate, serving Queen Victoria, Edward VII and George V between 1884 and 1924. He met monarchs from across Europe, plus every British Prime Minister of his time at the station. He greeted hundreds of royal visits and welcomed leading political figures of the day in this tiny rural Norfolk station. And it's a story that excited me, as it had never been told before, said Ellie Seymour, who was so intrigued by the royal station master that she's writing a trilogy of novels about him and his family. As well as getting to know British royals, Harry also welcomed their friends and relations from across Europe, including the King and Queen of Denmark, two empresses and an Emperor of Germany, the King and Queen of Portugal, the King and Queen of Spain, the King of Belgium and a Dowager Empress, and a future Emperor of Russia. He's even said to have sent Rasputin packing when he arrived at Wolferton, asking to see King George V. Harry's wife, Sarah, worked as waiting room attendant and was also Wolferton's postmistress. Ellie came across Harry's story whilst researching the history of families left behind after the tragedy of the Sandringham Company wiped out in Gallipoli in 1915. It led her to Harry's great-grandson, Brian Heath. He was very keen for Harry's unique story to be told, said Ellie. No other station master has welcomed three generations of monarchy as Harry did. It's a very special feeling to stand on the platform and imagine the royal goings-on and fanfare, all the stops pulled out for special celebrations, how prettily the station would have been decorated, and to imagine Harry and his family greeting royal and distinguished guests. At least one elephant arrived too, and was reluctant to get back into the circus train at the end of the festivities to celebrate the coming of age of Queen Victoria's son, Prince Albert Victor. When it couldn't be persuaded into its carriage, it was temporarily chained to a nearby lamppost, which it promptly uprooted. He then proceeded to demolish the station gates, which he threw into the middle of the road, wrote Harry. Today, the station buildings are private homes, but Ellie first visited as a child when the royal retiring rooms were a museum, complete with the king's toilet. Brian, whose family emigrated to Australia in 1961, told her, "We're all so immensely proud to have Harry in our family tree. He's a great role model for success in work, life and recreation, and setting a good moral and ethical standard, whilst being able to mix with all walks of life, from royalty, politicians and ordinary folk." Harry was rewarded for his loyalty and social skills by being invited to state dinners, where he mingled with crowned heads of state and distinguished guests. He would have been invited along with a handful of local people to these occasions, and Harry would dress formally, his medals pinned proudly on his dinner jacket. "It was amazing to learn how my family roots were from such a historic place on the royal estate, and to see the church where my great-grandparents were married and are now buried next to each other. I was really moved." Brian still treasures Harry's retirement gift from George V, the first printed copy of a book called Imperial Cricket, covered in vellum and gold leaf. It's signed and dedicated to Harry by the King. As well as his duties as station master, Harry was captain of the Wolferton cricket team for more than 30 years. Other tokens of appreciation given to Harry by illustrious passengers included a Fabergé pin from Tsar Nicholas II of Russia, which is now believed to belong to a member of the British royal family. Harry proudly called the line the most punctual in England, and when he retired in 1924, King George V gave him the use of Church Farmhouse in Wolferton. Ellie of Ely, who lived and worked in King's Lynn in the 1980s, decided to tell Harry's story as a novel. "I wanted Harry's story to appeal to as wide a readership as possible," she said. Melding fact and fiction, her trilogy begins with The Royal Station Master's Daughters, set in 1914. The second book, The Royal Station Master's Daughters at War, will take up the story in 1917, and the third will focus on Sandringham in the aftermath of Gallipoli. Her website, ellieseymour.com, that's ELLEESEYMOUR.com, includes background stories about Harry, his family and his beloved Wolverton Station. The Royal Stationmaster's Daughters by Ellie Seymour is published by Bonnier Zaffrey.